got him on the podcast.
Oh, no, no,
cool.
No.
Cool, cool, cool. Cool, yeah, we're good to start.
Yeah, all right. I'll be outside if you need me.
Cool. Cool, thank you.
What are you saying?
Hey, man. Hey, back again, back
Apes
again.
Apes on Tape episode what? 2-3?
Yeah.
Jordan episode, you know.
We're out here, fam.
Can't believe you made it this far, but what are you saying, man? Hey, look, we've got a different kind of roster today. Alex is abroad, enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where Ludo's at.
Ludo's doing things that we can't talk about.
He said something about a white woman.
That's crazy.
I don't know where Ludo's at. I don't know what Ludo's doing right now.
Ludo's doing things that we can't really be talking about.
I hope he's all right, innit?
I hope he's in hell.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure where Ludo's at right now, innit? But wherever he's at, peace and blessings, innit? But look, obviously you got me, Atlas, here today. Running point because Alex ain't here.
Yeah.
Cheeksy, introduce yourself.
You're moving nuts, my name's Cheeksy. You know the vibes.
We got the magic man. Sipping the Guinness.
Hey.
Everyone's favorite white boy, Mr. Racially Ambiguous.
I'm back. Part two. No, not racially ambiguous. I remember after the second pod, everyone's like, oh, your PR team's so good, blah, blah, blah. And I went to bed thinking, yeah, like I'll never ever be defeated.
Nah,
and some girl tweets me, racially ambiguous.
Yo! The only Colombian you know called Dave. I'm telling you, bro.
I swear to God. Oh, man. But yeah, man. How we going? What we saying?
Hey, nothing, bro, man. It's been all right, man. What was everyone's summer saying?
Same one. Listen, let's be a bit serious. And Alex and Ludo aren't here. These apes aren't here today.
Yeah.
How are we doing mentally and physically?
Do you know what? Yeah, I've been all right, you know, these days, man. I've been up still.
Yeah.
Doing well on that, man. What are you saying?
I see you in the gym. I'm not going to get onto you by putting oil in your chest once again, but...
that's nuts.
I see you in the gym grinding.
I've been trying to get it out of my mind.
Shit, nigga, me too.
Hey, and then get in there. Obviously, I took a page from your book and that.
I hear that.
I was like, yeah, I need to get my head in order and that. Yeah, it's been good. It's been going all right still.
That's good, man. What are you saying, Tukas?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Good to be fair. Work's good.
Mm.
Could be a bit more in the gym. Injured my shoulder, and I just used it as an excuse since. So I've got to get back on.
Used to play fast and what? I done my shoulder.
You know the one there?
I never heard that one before.
I was ego lifting because I was like, because before lockdown actually ended, I was like doing calisthenics and stuff. So just like dips, push-ups, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And when I started work and like when stuff opened up again, I started drinking, like not eating properly. And there was a weight that I used to be able to do comfortably. I was like, oh, yes, it's fine. And I started doing it. I just kept doing it afterwards. My shoulder was like, oh. It felt a bit weird, and I remember doing dips. And I was in the gym, and then one of them I screamed and fell down. I was like, okay, I'm going home.
Like, there's no room for ego in the gym.
No room.
I was like, this is easy 2 months ago. Bro.
I'll tell you a quick story about ego lifting in the gym. And this was years ago, maybe four and a half years ago. These two bros on the T-bar rows, isn't it? One of the bros is doing like 8 plates.
Fucking hell.
Repping him out. His brethren was, don't get me wrong, he was in shape as well, strong boy. I used to see them training together all the time. Obviously, he was like, yeah, let me do that. Bro told him, nah, like, it's not for you. And he's like, nah, let's go. He's not for you. He's like, nah. Brez done it. He's banged the weight up now. As he's got up to his chest, he's just screamed, dropped the weight. He's wearing like a jumper and it backed off his jumper. All tricep and lat just blew purple.
Oh my God.
Written himself off.
Right.
How long would that take to recover?
I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
I ain't seen him. Boy, no, I'm lying. I have seen him since, but I ain't seen him for a while. That man there had to go to the mountains and recover, bro.
No, you got to, because, bro, like, muscle injuries, it's not as bad as ligament stuff, but muscle injury takes ages.
Yeah.
Ages to come back, bro.
Yeah. And you know what it is with the muscle injuries? I don't know if you saw, man, what's that bro's name? Ryan Crowley? Bro was doing bench and his chest just folded. You didn't see that?
Nah.
He was benching with Larry Wills, innit? The thing is, one of my guys showed me the full video. So just before that happened, he did it trying to bench 5 plates, innit? Incline, 5 plates, 220, yeah?
Nuts, blood.
The video before, I think they were doing it like live or whatever. Anyway, the video before, yeah, He barely hit 180.
Okay.
Bruce says, I slap on another 40 keys.
That makes no
the same guy? Or
the same Bruce said, let's slap on another 40 keys. No. After barely hitting 180, he said, let me do another 40 keys on top. Wrote his chest off. Wrote his chest off. I think he's kind of recovered now, but that man there, steads anyway, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not for me. I'm sorry.
It's not, bro. It's not. Look, I like to get in the gym and lift heavy, innit? But you have to know, innit? You have to know what time it is. Like, you don't want to, bro, you don't want to write yourself off. Because my worst fear is that I go in the gym and then I do something dumb. Because it only takes a second of madness, innit, for you to be at the gym for 6 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
It's been like 3 months for me and I still, like, just have normal shoulder pain, even like stretching and things
so
like that.
So crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of gym, what's AJ saying?
I didn't watch it. I watched the last few rounds. I was kind of drunk. I was like, I was on Total Sport Ek at the pub and he was getting cooked.
Well, because when was the last time you went back-to-back weekends without getting drunk?
Without?
Yeah.
I said, what?
Maybe.
Core.
July, I think.
What?
August.
We're in October, you know.
Mom.
That's a madness. To be fair to you, I've been drinking a lot, bro. Like,
you've been with me for most
of them. Yeah, you don't get me. So I can't even cap. I'll keep it real with you. But nah, AJ, look, man, when the fight got announced, innit, I said, Usyk was going to box his ears off. Innit? I said it.
I think I saw you.
I was saying from the beginning, Usyk is going to box this man's ears off because you know what AJ's done, yeah? AJ is a good boxer. A lot of people tell you can't, but AJ can box. Yeah, but there's levels to this, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? AJ can box. He's a big, strong boy. He's an amazing athlete. He's got power. But if you're going to sit and play chess with someone like Usyk, who's a chess player, innit? Get me? He was saying, like, not AJ. AJ would never say, I don't know, maybe he said it. I didn't see him say it. I don't think he said it. But people on Twitter, for example, the talking heads on Twitter and et cetera, were saying stuff like, oh, Usyk's got no power, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, like, he's a grown man. He's a big boy. He's 6'3", 220-ish. Like, he might not have Mike Tyson earth-shattering power, but he's got that annoying power in it where, and I've never boxed at a level like that, but I've obviously sparred and stuff. And sometimes you fight people who, when they hit you, like, it's not like it's going to knock you out, but it's annoying, innit? It's like, you get hit and it's like, oh, that hurt kind of thing, innit? Where it's enough to kind of, it's enough to hurt you well enough for them to keep their game plan going, you get me? And that's what Usyk has. Usyk has that pop. And because he's such a good boxer, it's almost to the point where he could hit AJ with whatever he wanted to, because AJ didn't use his strength. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's got more power. He's got the longer reach. Like, he should have gone in there and not tried to box him. I don't know why you would go in there and try to play chess with a chess player. It's like anything. If you're in any kind of sport, combat sport especially, if you've got the size advantage, then use it. Get me? I don't understand why he went in there and tried to play chess with a man who's got 360 amateur fights. Get me? But I don't know, innit? I don't. You could say his corner. A lot of people are saying his corner failed him. Yeah. His corner did fail him. His corner gave him the wrong advice. His corner was telling him he was boxing beautifully when he was not boxing beautifully. But yeah, man, Jim Nigga's down 100 points. Don't look at me.
But no, it's true, though. You're not lying.
Don't look at me, nigga. Look at Nico. Don't look at me. No, you don't. You're talking about, bro.
You're not lying at all. The whole, what you were saying earlier, the whole, like, oh, AJ can't box or whatever, this is only, like, people need to understand the circumstances that people say that in. Yeah, there's context in it. He might not be a great boxer among elite boxers, but he's definitely a good boxer.
Of course, he can. He's an Olympic gold medalist.
Do you see what I'm
you
saying?
Don't win a gold medal if you can't box. But Usyk is, like, if we're talking technique, he's a better boxer than Tyson Fury.
He isn't. Or
he is. He's not 6'9", 280. But he's a better boxer than Tyson Fury. He can box better than Tyson Fury. He moves better than Tyson Fury. He takes better angles than Tyson Fury. He faints better. He moves his head off the center. He's a better boxer than Tyson Fury. Now, is he a showman like Tyson Fury has? Has he got... Tyson Fury's record is... I mean, AJ's as good as... AJ's better than anyone. Okay, Tyson Fury beat Klitschko. Okay, if you look at their record... Usyk's probably got the better record. Joshua, Gassiev, Belyu. I mean, I don't really rate the Wilder wins for Fury that much. Well, the win, I should say. Because I don't think Wilder's all that great. What do I know, innit? Listen, I think if they fought, Tyson Fury's a bit smarter than AJ, where he would use his advantages, being 6 inches taller, mm-hmm. you get me? And 50, 60 pounds bigger, he'd probably use his physical advantages a bit more if he fought Usyk. But I do think Usyk's straight up and down the best boxer in that division, get me? But then again, boxing is just who can, obviously you need to have boxing skill, you need to have the physical skill, but at that level, man, it's just who can employ the better tactics, who can conjure up the best game plan in camp and then keep their nerve well enough for, if need be, 36 minutes, 12 rounds and employ that game plan, get me?
Yeah.
AJ's game plan was wrong. Usyk had the perfect game plan. AJ played into it. It happens, innit? Gym niggas down a point of view. Anyway, this weekend, innit? Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. You're not going to be watching that?
I'll tune in for that, actually.
I will tune in for that. Just because, have you been seeing like the videos leading up to it? Well, the one that Wilder released was like, what did he say? It was just so funny at the time. He was talking smack to Tyson. Tyson was like, I'm going to knock your block off, you prick. And that was it.
Have you seen the video where it's like Fury's on Channel 5? I can't remember who he calls out, but he calls someone out in an interview. I can't remember who it is, but he's like, listen, you big stiff idiot.
He's so funny though, man.
I think it might have been AJ.
Nah, was years
and him,
years.
Him and AJ have been trading jabs for ages. I remember one time when he was like, I love AJ. I don't see anything wrong with him. He's probably, you know, he's a good looking guy. Probably got a massive cock.
he was probably off smack of charge.
White man love talking about black man's cock, but it's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
It's actually crazy.
So what's going on over there? What are we working with?
But nah, I'll watch. I probably will watch.
It's a crazy time though.
It's a crazy time.
5 a.m.
So was it?
Where is it?
Wait, it might be here. No, it's not. It's not. T-Mobile Arena, I believe.
Oh,
nah.
I don't know where that is. Is that Vegas? I don't know. I'm gonna sound stupid on the pod, but
God knows. All I know is Wilder was just talking. I don't believe anything he says at all.
I don't believe a word he says.
At all.
Proper verbalist, that boy.
I don't believe a thing he says.
Proper verbalist.
I saw him, like, he obviously, they know they send out videos of like them in training camp and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've been seeing him like lifting weights. Yeah, this weight, it wasn't anything to write home about, but he lifted it with help from people, yeah. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, yo.
Some was saying some athletes do like fake weights for some videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so I wouldn't put it past them.
So, like, say it, even like a NBA player or like anyone, like not a bodybuilder, they might like do fake weightlifting videos and stuff. Things
I wouldn't
like
put that past them.
Yeah,
because it doesn't show.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
If I see someone in the NBA or like say someone like Luka done like two plates. In fact,
I'm not saying Luka.
That you're a liar.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, Luka's not. Luka can't bench two plates.
Nice.
Luka, amazing basketball player, but he can't. Just have it right, bro.
That's not an athlete, bro.
Anyway, fuck all that sports shit. This is Apes on Tapes. Chino, this one's for you, bro.
Yeah.
Chat to me about men being easy.
That's crazy because I've been seeing this. I see that bears, bro. That's we were always like, men are so easy. Because all you have to do is say hi. And listen, yeah. Like, if an attractive woman is going to offer me what I originally wanted anyway, why would that make this difficult? Like, where's the sense of that? Mm. Like, that's hustling diagonally. Like, I want to be there.
It's really hustling diagonally.
I want to be there. What am I going to do that for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for me, I always feel as though, like, what defines easy, innit?
I think easy is when, like, you will happily lower your standards. If it's there, like if it's like a tapping, but you're like really low at your standards. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like you're not scoring a tapping in like the Champions League. It's like Sunday League or something like that. Like my end.
Like Big John squared it and then what, you got open goal.
Oh my days. Listen, a wise man named Bodega Cat once told me.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Bodega Cat. He once told me, when your confidence is low, you got to hit threes.
You know the video when LeBron's like, I was tired of that losing.
Yeah, man. I ain't about losing. I've been in this league a long time.
You guys know me. I ain't about losing.
It's like when Arsenal beat Norwich after losing the first three games. Like, you gotta get it somehow.
Well, literally, take it how you get it. No, I hear that.
So, nah, but there are some, like.
So let me ask you a question, because Gino touched on this yesterday. Yeah. Why is it that women call men easy, et cetera, when it comes to that stuff? Obviously, sex and et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to that wifing, they're leaving a lot to be desired when it comes to this wifing thing. I need to know why.
Women talk about maybe easy, but it comes to be taken serious. They're leaving it all out on the floor. with nothing to gain, with nothing to get. So I'm saying, leaving the floor, yeah, 52 points, but you still lose. It's crazy. It's nuts.
I thought it was easy.
60 points in the garden, and you lose.
Oh my days. No, man, I hear that, because okay, so let me ask you a question. Why do you feel as if, yeah, women are more, in general, because not all women, obviously, and not all men, but why do you feel in general that women are more on the whole relationship thing and settling down than men are? Is it because men are quote-unquote easy?
No. Well, more on it or what?
I mean, in on average...
Are you talking about that they're more, that's what they want more?
Yeah. It's probably just out of a condition, to be fair. Just growing up, like, even in, like, films, the society, like, you just...
Yeah.
Like, it's always thought, like, as, like, even if you don't agree with it, like, subconsciously, you're just brought up around it. So mm-hmm. people think, like, like, it's more acceptable, blah, 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 which is a different debate, but it's, like, kind of maybe in the back of your minds, that's why.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's a few things, but the biggest thing is conditioning, right? But it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Women are conditioned to believe that they have a time limit. Like
you're saying, body clock.
But we're young. We're in our mid-20s.
Yes, but women start to, like, they're being told that when you get to your 30s...
Who's Gino dating?
Bro. Cheeksy. He ain't dating no one. It's Cheeksy we're talking about.
Oh, I don't... Fine, I'm out here.
Can't tie him down. You ain't going to tie me down.
Niggas don't know. I'm out on my own.
But I like Cheeksy. I like Cheeksy. The older they say, look at Cheeksy.
Fam, you don't need to stop this. Women be talking.
In the gold.
Women be seated.
My like Cheeksy, you know.
Listen, yeah. Women are being told, yeah, that when you get to 30, it's increasingly harder to have children and be mothers. And obviously that's what they're growing up there. They're being taught to believe, to be, like, to aspire to as they grow up, innit? Mm. So they want it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Men, we don't really hit our peak until, like, 28, 29, supposedly, anyway. Mm. And earning peak, which is, like, supposedly what a man's worth is, or, do you know what I mean? Like, what we're centered around there. We don't even hit that till our 40s, anyway. Mm-hmm. So in our head, time is not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or women, it's always ticking.
I was gonna say men do, like, on average age kind of better as well, but, like, lots of things, like, you get menopause and stuff like that.
See what I'm saying? So
no, but while I agree with what you're saying, yeah, hear what I'm saying, even though that's all valid and that's all true and I agree with it, I'm talking, take it back to when you were 18 and just, like, you and your niggas running wild, talking to things, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Even back then. Like, we had a brethren. I have a brethren. He's still my brethren. I was actually talking with my other brethren about this, because there was a, it wasn't even an agenda, because he would deny it, but it was true. He basically, he wifed his shorty just to beat in it.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people did that.
Yeah, a lot of people did that. But, like, it's just things like that. It's like, even, and this was when we were, like, 17, 18. Get me? And it's like, even back then, like, shorties just want to be tied down. Mm. Get me? And the reason why I mention that is because, like, he did that. It's gonna come out sounding weird, isn't it? But obviously, whatever. He did that because I'm trying to say this about incriminating him.
Try not to snitch. Just ask for the gravy, bro. It's all right. Listen,
fuck it out. Nah, what I'm trying to say is this, yeah, is that even back then, like, he couldn't get himself in a situation where he could just have something casual, is what I'm trying to say. You get me? Yeah. It's like, even back then when we were that age. Because like what you're saying is that, oh, when women get to 30 odd, I'm talking even when we were younger, when we were 17, 18, 19, it just seemed like every woman around us just wanted to be in a relationship. Mm. You get me? I don't know.
But even that, that's still conditioning, because it's like with guys, it's the whole Jack the lad, and that's just boys being
boys.
See what I'm saying? But with women, it's like, it's a lot harder. In fact, it was even worse then than it is now. Now, women are happily like promiscuous, and it's not a thing.
Yeah.
Do you
know
what I mean? Because things are changing anyway. Yeah. Back then, if you even hear that she's talking to multiple guys, like as soon as you hear that, some guys would be like, that's a grim, or that's a, sorry, that's even the wrong slang, but you know what I'm saying?
What's that song, that Digital Oscar track?
What?
Jezebel.
Grim, Bosch, J-Bag, Grunge, all of those things, yeah.
Yo, we might be misogynist when you were a kid.
But I said, bye, it was 100%. Nuts.
Bro, you know when I think back on it, it's like, I got a 16-year-old little sister. I'm like, bro, like this is mad. Like,
yeah.
The words that we used to use to describe women is crazy.
The like expectations you'd have for your girlfriend would be ridiculous. Like, you'd be like, oh yeah, she could never sleep with anyone. Blah, yeah. Shit like that.
Can't sleep with no one. Can't smoke cigs. Can't go out. Like, can't put certain pictures up on a DM.
Yeah, no Instagram. One like, or two Instagram pictures at most. Like,
bro, there'd be times where Instagram first became a thing. Niggas are saying if she got more than 50 likes, she's a bird.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Nah, nigga, if she got less than 50 likes, she's ugly.
She's ugly.
How about that? Nah, it's crazy, though. It's crazy. Listen, oh, wow, fuck, you know. It's hard being a woman.
It's hard being
a woman, man. Fucking hell.
There was a lot of gatekeeping and walls and shit like that.
Yeah, man.
Obviously now things have changed, which is fine.
So the thing is, we wouldn't know. But do you think, so for example, 10 years ago, we were all in secondary school, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not Chino. But...
what is he saying? We're literally the same age,
bro. We're like 30, bro. But nah, so 10 years ago, me and Tugas were in secondary.
What? Me too?
But like, I wouldn't know that I'm not in secondary school no more. How different do you think the environment is in terms of like attitudes to women?
I reckon it's quite similar.
Think it's quite similar?
Yeah, kids are stupid, man. You say the dumbest shit as kids. Just know from like my little brothers, like I hear the stuff they say on like PlayStation and stuff like that.
Yeah?
So I just know it's literally the exact same.
How old your youngest brother now?
He's 13.
Fucking hell, big man's growing up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I hear that. I mean, my sister, we don't really be... The thing is, I think my sister knows not to come to me with that shit.
Yeah.
Because I'll just be like, what? Like, I'll just bug out. That's fair enough, though. It's crazy, though, man. Like, we even spoke about this last week with like the slag list and that. And all that. Better not be looking at cheeks on your phone again, bro.
What's wrong with you?
I ain't got Alex here to look at you.
What's wrong with you, bro?
How many times you been on the podcast, Alex looking at me, like, mid-sentence, you looking at cheeks?
The thing is, yeah.
You were looking at cheeks?
You don't know the repercussions of the things that you say on there. It follows me into real life.
So why didn't you just tell your position? You wouldn't have to do it.
I'm sorry, baby. Atlas was joking.
I'm not even...
Why are you looking at cheeks on the
podcast?
I'm not. But you were that one time.
I wasn't.
More than once.
That has never happened.
You've looked at...
That has never happened.
It's episode 23. You're telling me the previous 22 episodes, you've never been on the podcast and looked at cheeks.
It was all agenda. No. I swear my life.
Say yes or no.
Everything was all agenda.
So, cool. You've never looked at cheeks on the
ever
podcast.
Ever in my life.
You've never, ever, hand on your heart, never looked at cheeks on the podcast.
Ever in my life.
Why are you lying?
What do you mean?
You show me cheeks one time on the podcast.
That is crazy.
One time you legit flipped your phone. I did this.
Proof or it ain't happened. That's crazy.
What if I said I had proof?
Okay, where's the proof?
What if I said I had it though?
Okay, if you had it, then show it.
How am I going to show it? It's audio.
That's nuts.
Then, to show it is.
Then we're all in the pickle, aren't we?
Not all of us, just you. I'm not the one looking at cheeks on the podcast.
But it never
I didn't
happened.
Even know my phone is.
It never happened. That's
fair enough, isn't
it?
You're like 30 anyway.
This nigga's talking about. Hey, I'm 25. You lot, man.
Nah, but
no, but it's exactly the same though. In secondary school, therefore, it's exactly the same, innit? Like,
yeah,
I don't think it's changed at all. That we were all dumb back then,
yeah.
And even now, like even man our age are still dumb or whatever, innit?
Oh yeah.
Should I be?
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I don't know.
If you're like that this age, you're just like an idiot. As a kid, like you got room to grow.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I might prefer if it's a bit not ran through, but do you know what I mean? Character.
Let's not.
Passed around like a basketball.
Bruv. Relax, bro. Niggas think this is past the parcel. What do you think this is, bro?
Not that. You know what I'm saying.
CF.
Nah, and obviously, I'm 24 years old, innit? Like, what are the chances that a woman...
She's going to have sex, man. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are the chances that a woman in my age range, what are the chances?
I don't care, like, as long as I just don't hear about it.
Facts.
It's not even...
I couldn't care less.
Facts. It's like... But it's like if I... It's like I always say, and I've said it on the podcast before, I just don't want to know anyone. I don't tell me cheating.
Yeah, yeah. Or don't tell even me if it's like,
stop saying, you've said it twice.
Listen, don't tell me Chino was hitting it from the back.
You said it.
Don't tell me Alex broke your heart. Don't tell me Ludo. Don't tell me you were hiding Pebs for Ludo. Get me. Like, don't, dude, like, don't tell me I was hiding Pebs for your regular Ludo.
Have a date with Lutucus.
Bruv, are you mad? Tukus will tell you that, yeah, Mkhitaryan.
Yeah. The modern
two. Only like two men will get that joke.
Talking about the modern eight. You're terrible,
bro. This is so funny, bro.
Oh, come on. Should you tell the story?
You might as well, because I actually want to know
now. No, tell the story. Tell the
I want to know now.
There was this girl. We went to Manchester. We went to our friends.
Badger's pre-drinks, isn't it?
Yeah, pre-drinks. And this random girl, she started talking to us as a group. And she said, oh, well, this is what I heard. She's like, I heard Armenian.
I was like,
oh, what? Kim Kardashian, Mkhitaryan. She's actually Albanian, it turns out.
But the thing is, yeah, like, I wasn't with them. I think it was you, Elijah, and Jake or something.
Yeah.
Like, sitting together. She came and spoke to you and Jake or whatever. And then I was on the other side with Sharif, innit? And then I just see two girls like, Mkhitaryan. I was like, no way he's already burst. There's no way he's already. I was like, and then Jake came up to me and was like, I'm not even going to try to do Jake's accent in it. But he was like, yo, Tuka's put that bird as Armenian in the cycle to get Mkhitaryan.
I love Jake, you know.
Oh, I love him. I love that boy to bits, I swear to God. Oh, bro, Tukus is something else, man.
The best thing you ever did was introduce me to Tukus and Jake, man.
Hey, man, you're welcome.
Well, they're funny guys, blood.
You're welcome. Bro, what was happening the other day, though? What were you been saying when everything went down?
Oh, fam, I was actually trying to send a message, and I realized it wasn't loading. That was crazy.
I was like, I got my phone a lot. Fucking hell. Especially when I'm at home, I was like, shit. When Twitter started to bug, I was like, oh, please.
That's when I realised how much time I spend on my phone. That's nuts, bruv.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time on your phone. More time than you realise.
Yeah. Oh, wait. More time way than you realise. The screen time stuff spins you. Like, it's like every second you're not, like, I'm not doing something or I'm with someone. I'll just be like, or I'm not like
on your phone.
I'll just be, like, check it.
Especially if you're like Atlas, bruv. Atlas is always on his phone. Like, Atlas always chatting to chicks all the time.
I haven't put my phone up once. You were looking at, you look at cheeks on the podcast, crazy. Bro.
Atlas is always, bruv. If Hinge went down, Atlas would be sad.
Chino didn't even notice it was that because he has Tinder goals, so it was just unlimited swipes.
Yo, listen, I didn't even get at you. And what? You made me your enemy on purpose to protect him. To protect this guy. You mean for real? To protect this guy.
Because doesn't want you spreading lies, innit?
That's crazy. That's crazy. I thought I had a brethren in there.
Have you seen that video of the guy in the stadium? He's on Tinder.
He's just swiping everything. No quality control. I hear that.
That was...
When you go to a different city, you got to do stuff like that.
That
I wouldn't know.
That was Tinder back in like 2013 or 2012 when there wasn't a restriction on how many times you could swipe.
Oh, there wasn't.
You mean just after your 21st birthday?
All right, cool. Do you know what? Yeah, for everybody's...
Are there any like mature dating apps that you're on?
Are you like, oh, I want mature singles. And this is so nuts because I'm only 25. Like, legit. I'm a 95 born and all.
Bro,
like,
do you know how this agenda legit started half an hour ago, yeah? I was sitting in the lobby waiting to come in. And then Chino couldn't find his way. He called me, yeah? So I had to go out and get him. And I was like, bruv, why are you making me come out to get you? You're like 30, bro. Like, how can you not find your way into the studio, bruv?
Unless someone looks like crazy young, just saying they look old, saying they're older. So funny.
You're like 32, bro. That's probably
lie. You're like 32, bro.
It's the funniest on social media as well, because like, say someone just tweets and just be like, "You're 42. What are you doing?"
Nah, the funniest one is when they do it to football players. Like, someone tweeted something about Martial. Someone's like, "He's 29."
Nah, there was someone on Twitter who he used to make up fake wages for Arsenal.
It was
players.
Solly. Yeah, it was Solly. Oh, he's hilarious. That bro is hilarious.
He went on Arsenal Fan TV. and he's a United fan. He pretended to support Arsenal.
When he used to make up fake wages, that was bro.
He said Bellerin was on 200k a week.
Whenever his shit would get, whenever his shit would get retweeted onto my timeline, I remember seeing the Bellerin 200k tweet. Bro, so many heads were in the
didn't
bin.
Didn't Cardi B like?
Sorry,
I think Cardi B like was at it or something once.
Was it? No, it was Loz. No, it wasn't Loz. Who was it? That
was going Cardi B. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know who.
Oh, Loz. Oh, she got onto. Oh, yeah.
She got onto someone because she couldn't read. Huh? I love you, Loz. Don't like if you hear this, innit? She got onto someone because like she tweeted something. They tweeted something back like on like something like innocent.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And she misread it and just backed out the sauna off. And just blew his kneecaps off.
Is it mutual?
Sorry?
Was it like our mutual?
I don't follow him, but it's was it Solly? I don't think it was. I could probably find it if I go in the group chat, like from when it happened. But I don't know. But all I remember is that she blew someone's legs off. Like literally unprovoked.
Why do women do that?
And then she apologized and followed him.
Why do women do that though? Women do that on a normal.
But you know when you're going back and forth with a shorty and it's like yeah, you
there's
got
no,
a big head.
No rationale.
Or yeah, like your nail varnish is a bit chipped, but your mum's a crackhead.
Did you know what I'm saying?
What? What's that got to do with the price?
Women
China?
Have like
what?
There's no like rationality of them. Like, say that you did something and then they do the exact same thing.
Mm.
You'll say it, you'll be like, okay, so when I did this,
yeah,
you get at me. And then they'll be like, no, but it's different. Like, how is it different?
It's not,
like, oh, it's July or something like that.
But you know what it is with women? I've clocked with women as well, is that, and it works in both ways, isn't it? It's a thing where with men, it's the reason why men do a lot of stupid shit, because men, let's be real, innit? Like, men do a lot of stupid shit.
A lot.
Yeah.
Maybe more than women, probably.
Definitely 100 million fucking 1,000%. You see the one episode Alex said here, we're bare like pro-women. Anyway.
Just notice, by the way, just notice.
Literally, just a passing thought. No, but like, what I've clocked with women is, and it's just an observation, innit, whether right or wrong. I don't think women believe in grey area.
They don't.
It's either blue or black.
Yep.
Get me? It's either this or that. There's no grey area, there's no nuance, there's no context. Get me? If something happens, then whatever they decide happened. Yeah. It don't matter what you say, it just is what it is.
But this is why I say all the time, women are not good people. Listen to me. We are not.
You say that on Twitter. What are they going to say? Is your mum a good person?
Hey, what I saw
last... she might not be. She is a woman.
What I saw last weekend was a bit like, oh, bloody hell.
Hey,
I didn't really realize women cheated back.
Listen, I've said enough. Listen. No, it's not even implicating me. I'm innocent.
Oh, yeah.
I've said enough. But I hate you. And you're right.
Off the pod.
Off the pod. But yeah.
Women
are... Yeah, no, I wasn't going to go into detail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Women are not good people.
$3.99 if you want the full story.
Well, so we're going to make an OnlyFans that fat Joe and DJ Khaled.
Listen, with women, if at any point they feel like you hurt them or done them wrong, when they want to get their lick back, just to hurt you, they will hurt themselves in the process and they're okay with that.
Do you remember back
they'll burn everything around them to the ground.
Do you remember Tekken, that Yoshimitsu when he used to stab himself? I swear down. But do you know what you have to understand? It's like I always say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Let me tell you something. A woman who is hurt, will hurt you in a way you did not. Like, if a woman wants to hurt you,
it depends on who it is, like, if they have it in them.
Listen, when a woman wants to hurt you, we got spectators. What are you saying?
What up? What's up?
Nah, they're just peeping through the window. Who are these niggers? But, what was I even saying? When a woman wants to hurt you, believe me, they will get emotions out of you did not even know you existed within you.
Take care of character. Like, oh my days.
You know the way a woman can get you like, bro, like, oh my goodness. You know when a woman knows what buttons to push, my PTSD's kicking in, bro.
No, go on. I'm here today.
My first ex, innit? You're not my most recent one because she's cool.
Yeah.
Like, nothing bad to say about her.
Yeah, good over there.
The one before that knew how to push my buttons. Oh my good, like, I feel like sometimes she would do it for a thrill. Like, you know when like a pick me is like doing something wrong, and you're like, no, and they're looking at you and they're doing it. Yeah. And you're saying, no, don't do that. And they're doing it like, that's the shit what she would do. Like, that's the kind of mind game she would play with, man. Like, you know when she's just like, would just wake up in the morning and say, fuck it.
It was started today.
Fuck it. Like, what? She'll just say something, I'll buy it on it because I'm a donut and I was like 17. And then, boom. It's mad, bro.
Yeah, with stuff like that, I buy it so I just buy it so easily.
Yeah,
my head goes like,
on the moon. On the moon.
It could be like the most small thing. Like, what?
Nah, like one time, yeah, never one time because I feel what you were saying. Like,
yeah.
Usually, I'm a put together guy, very calm, whatever. Yeah,
you should be at your age.
But anyway, anyway, yeah. I've had some emotions come out of me that I didn't understand. One time I woke up one morning, yeah. I rarely have good mornings, by the way. I'm never a morning person. Woke up, I stretched, I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be a good day. Open my phone, I saw a paragraph, my head's on the moon, brother. My head was hot.
Paragraph about what?
I thought I was doing all right. I thought I was changing, I was being a better man, yeah. I saw paragraphs about something that I did that I didn't even know I fucked up on. It's like four healthy paragraphs.
What was it?
It was something. It was something to do with me. Anyway, it implicated other women, but it wasn't true at the time. It had something to do with me and other women, but it wasn't true in it. It wasn't true.
Mm.
So I just saw it, four healthy paragraphs, my head's on the moon, bruv. I couldn't believe it. It was like 9 a.m. How are you this ready? How are you this ready to argue with me at 9 in the morning?
9 in the morning?
Why are you this
What
ready?
Time did you wake up?
I was up, I was at uni times, bro. I woke up and I had a lecture at 10. I was like, this is a good day.
What time did she wake up?
You see what I'm saying? I woke up to the thing already sent. It was sent
bro,
already.
Arguing in the morning is long. Like, I remember once I was at work and I was like, I didn't even want to go in. So when I was back at Screwface, I hated that job. So I didn't want to go in anyway. I wake up, we're arguing. Like, I'm at my shift trying to look at my phone, like trying to get something back. That fucking bitch.
No, listen, arguing with a shorty while you're at work.
Oh my God.
Like, trading paragraphs while you're at work is not.
You're on the toilet with your. Like...
Especially if you've, like, when you're, like, working in retail or something.
Oh, retail's the
like, worst. Like, if you're behind the counter, like, at a Screwfix or whatever, bro, and you can't check your phone. You can feel it vibrating in your pocket. Now your head's blagged.
Shorty's getting it off on you and you can't even reply.
Gaining traction, you're just losing. you're just gaining traction and you've got nothing you can do about it. Are you not even going to say anything back then? It's been an hour and a half. I'm on the tills, bitch. Fuck. Fuck you want me to do,
and
bro?
The thing is, when you're not looking at your phone, you're thinking about it. You're like, oh,
head's blagged.
I need to say something.
Have you got this in a small? No! Fuck out of here.
Well,
ain't got that shit in a small.
Sometimes, I don't know why they do it, bro. Like, all I want is peace.
I don't like arguing at all, but I do, but I won't back down. Like, if I disagree with something, like, I have to, if I truly believe I'm right, I can't let go.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm fully in the wrong, like, you know what? Fair enough.
Do you know what, though? What I've clocked is a lot of the time, if it's something like a core value, like something you think you believe strongly in,
mm-hmm.
then by all means, like, battle for it, innit? And if you feel like you have to have that argument, then have it. But what I've really clocked is that a lot of the time, yeah, if it's something minor, even if shorty's in the wrong or whatever, just let her have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Low-key, just let her have it.
That comes with age, though.
Yeah.
Age, right? So I can't remember who said it. I think it was my friend's daddy. Just like, just let them have the little battles all the time.
Yeah.
Then you'll get the big ones.
In the end.
Yeah.
Because, bruv, like...
I did this.
I've just learned, because with women, yeah... I promise you, you don't have the stamina she got for this. You don't have it. You don't have that.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, a lot of the bros I've said to or spoken to, and I've said to them, like, in a relationship, like, what would you look for? What would you want? 9.5 out of 10 niggas would just tell you peace and quiet, bro.
Yeah, bro. You wanna go to your girlfriend and be like, right, I can relax now.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah, you don't just like think, fucking hell, I've got another argument.
Like, yeah, fuck. Like, we got, oh.
Like, you know, those guys
just
that.
Kissing your teeth, bro.
Those guys at work will be like, oh, fucking missus, I can't be bothered tonight. Oh, they got like screaming kids.
You know that, man?
My magic Chris, he's like a proper, like, geezer. And he'd be like, Lucas, why don't fucking get married? Like, honestly, fucking headache. He's like, I'll just gamble all night. I can't be bothered. Bro, he goes like, he used to go to like casino. Come back to work, just to like avoid seeing his
That's
family.
So crazy. That's so, crazy. They legit hate their families, bro.
Could be they in the car crying outside the house.
They legit hate their families, dude. Do you know how crazy that is?
How can you not look forward to getting home?
She's not your piece. That's nuts. Because I don't know what it is, yeah. I don't know about other men, but specifically me and all the Nigerian men that I know, somehow or another, we don't go for the women that are good for us, innit? I'll put it that way, innit?
Why is that?
I feel like it's the way we've seen love growing up anyway. Like, you grow up and you see your mom give your dad hell, you'd be like, I must be what love
fair
looks
enough.
Like.
Yeah, fair. To be fair, you do like whatever you see. It might not be your parents, but like just growing up around you, you kind of...
You know what they say? A lot of people marry women like their mom.
Yeah, bro. It's true.
I remember there was an episode of How I Met Your Mother about that mid. But there was
that mid.
There was an episode about that. I remember it vaguely. I think there's some truth to that. Obviously,
I think there's also truth to you do get so many characteristics like your dad.
You inherit.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm like, me and my dad have different interests, but we're very similar personality wise. Like, our habits are very similar.
Yeah.
I'm exactly the same as my dad.
Yeah,
exactly
the same. I'd say exactly almost like down to the T. Like, like wiring wise, yeah, we just like different things. That's it.
Literally that, but other than that, like we're the same person. Yeah. Whatever. But
I hear
like,
that.
You see your mum. Every one of the women that I've ever like been with or whatever has been quite like the opposite of me in it. Quite loud, opinionated and stuff, which is like what my mum's like.
Mm-hmm.
Big character type of thing. So I feel like that's where I get it from.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
To be fair, both my exes are very different, like almost polar opposites, I'd say.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, but to be fair, I think I kind of looked for the opposite when I broke up with my first ex. I was like, that's boring.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I need some excitement and some arguing.
Tukas likes, what you call it? Not Tukas. Atlas likes women that don't give him peace. So if you're listening.
What are you talking about?
If you're listening, yeah.
All I want is peace and quiet, bro. That's all I ever want is peace. Literally, bro. I'm not like, the thing is for me, yeah.
Nah, sometimes a cheeky argument is fun, though.
Nah, man. You sound like a woman. The thing is for me is that, like, whenever I like get into I've only been in like two serious relationships, innit?
It's crazy.
But it's like, it shouldn't be that hard for me to hold down a relationship because I don't ask for much.
Mm. Stop being, you're a whore. So this, do you know what I mean?
That's a what?
Because you was a J-bag, bro.
You talking about?
Hey, there was this is a good topic, actually. There's a tweet about what would your ex say the worst?
We've discussed this on the podcast before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, but we can rehash it.
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, pride is a big thing.
Mm.
I'm too, they would say they would call it nonchalant. I would say I don't want to have dumb arguments.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you're going to start some dumb shit with me, I'd just not reply until like,
that's not nonchalant. That's the complete opposite.
No, but they don't like my piece. It feels like to them that you don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, that's just.
I might not.
That's just not. But
okay, fair enough.
I care more. I do care, just not about that. I care about my peace and quiet.
Yeah, I don't think that's nonchalant. Nonchalant's like being just so relaxed you forget something. I think.
Yeah, it depends. Fair
that's
enough.
Just that's I just mean, like actively choosing not to give it energy.
Yeah, just because it's like I don't.
Like, no, I feel like I don't have to be right all the time. Like, I don't have to be.
Yeah.
If me saying you're right today can keep my peace because whatever's happening right now, I can get over it tomorrow. I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can be right today.
One of my boys was, he's talking to my other friend. My other friend had an issue with his girlfriend. He was like, and that he's never been in a relationship before.
Okay.
And my friend's like, oh, it's so annoying, blah, blah, blah. And he just doesn't understand, like, why he's not breaking up with her. I was like, bro, it's not that simple. Like,
yeah.
This is something you spend like all your time talking to. You can't just like detach like that, though they are.
Nah, it's never that. Even women that are terrible women, you try to keep them sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Nah, I hear that.
Change is hard. It's getting used to like someone who like you speak to every day and then go to there is that difficult.
Start again, it's different. Like, this whole thing about what would your ex say, yeah, I tweeted about this as well.
Mm.
What did you tweet?
No, I was what you call it, yeah. One time I was just talking to my ex and she was telling me about all my shortcomings. And I was just listening. I was like, all I could think about him.
Oh yeah,
all I could think about head was, rah, you've been hating me for this long. That is crazy.
Yeah,
just
bro.
Listening bare.
Bro, I've had that before as well, but it was like it was stuff I didn't even know about. I was like, oh damn, is that how everyone sees me?
Yo,
that's
like,
actually crazy.
You've been thinking this for this long? That's
do
nuts.
You know, one thing I'm really shit for is like being like spontaneously romantic. Like I can say all the right things, but like I wouldn't actively think, oh, that might be a nice thing to do.
To be honest, I'm
awful for that. Like, I would never get some flowers off a whim. I wouldn't book something off a whim that's nice. I'd have to be like, oh.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you saying? You're on the podcast, beloved?
I'm live on air.
You're live on air.
Yes, sir.
What are you saying, baby? Sir. Good.
I'm feeling great. I might never come back.
Hey, chat to the people. What's Barbados saying?
Barbados is different, man. Like, I can't even explain it. I wake up and do nothing, and I just drink rum every day of my.
That's so good.
I wake up.
How different is that to when you're here?
Pardon?
I said, how different is that to when you're actually here?
There's sun here.
I hear.
Fair enough.
I hear that.
There's sun and cheeks everywhere. How can I complain?
I hear that.
What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about Cheetah being 30 years old.
That's crazy.
Bro, he's got a mind of a 30-year-old. I don't know for that, brother. Was he on time today?
He was. I had to let him into the studio because he's a bit dim.
Why are you not telling the people about how I'd be late? That's crazy.
Yeah, but you always, come on, bro. On time, aye. Where to Otis Melbourne? On time is late.
That's crazy. Say less.
Yeah, literally. Aye, took us.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Can you? Favourite white boy.
Oh, thank you.
have you
solved
racism yet?
I'm working on it. I'm a bit. Can I get an extension?
You haven't cracked the KKK yet?
Oh my goodness. You know what? You're actually having the first normal episode ever in it because you're not here and you had to make it crazy. But listen, I believe you too. We got about 20 minutes left of the episode. Love you, bro. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. I'm gonna hit you soon.
Love you, man.
Oh my God.
In a bit. Guy's a fucking psychopath.
He's a psycho, blood.
I'm jealous, man.
But I wanted to ask. Obviously, we kind of touched on like social media being down, and somehow we got to us talking about our ex and our shortcomings. But anyway,
and Atlas not leaving women alone. That's crazy.
What are you talking about?
You damn bitch.
Aren't you too old to be here as well, bro? I'm in a podcast with 24-year-olds. Anyway, what was I even saying?
That's a problem, so, like, that, push you under the bus.
So, obviously, when some social medias were down, there was I wouldn't call it a debate, but there was a few tweets here and there of people saying, kind of criticizing Instagram models and such.
Oh.
And obviously, there was some back and forth between, you know. So what do you think of the whole, let's call it the Instagram empire, innit?
It's bad because, like, it's the same with even like gym guys who are on steroids, but lie about it. It's just you're setting, like, the pictures aren't real, like they're photoshopped a lot of the time, and it's surgery. Like, it does set bad, like, expectations for like young girls especially. Like,
yeah.
Your self-esteem's gonna be fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah,
see
yeah.
someone like. Mm-hmm. Like, looks unreal. Mm-hmm. First of all, the picture's just not real as well. Like, the Photoshop, like, there's Photoshop in every, like, IG babes picture. There is, like, it's just how it is. Almost, like, obviously, they're still gorgeous and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's just, this I think, PR overall, it's done nuts. More harm.
This PR is like, so nuts.
Like, it's done more harm than good. I don't mind it, because.
Yeah. It's no, I mean, look. At, no, that's fair enough, but. Nah, because Tuka's kind of turned the conversation into something different, even though I agree with everything he said. What I was gearing more towards how people were saying,
now they make money.
Yeah, like these IG models.
Fuck it, fair enough.
These IG models are thinking about how they're going to get their next meal and that.
Nah, I'm sorry. If the demand's there, fair enough.
Yeah.
Because what's giving them money is horny guys. Like, that's it.
No, do you know what? No,
it's horny guys and impressionable girls.
Yeah.
Young, impressionable girls.
Now, I saw those tweets as jokes, to be honest with you.
So it's just Twitter.
It's banner, man.
It's just bad. Like, and people making these jokes isn't going to stop these from getting their bread. It's not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously, someone's
like,
got
to. I'm sure, if he was an Instagram model, Jasmine Ray.
I said, oh, I wonder who.
No, but I'm sure she was okay with Instagram being down for a few hours.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah.
Get me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure she's fine. She's all right.
Yeah.
Get me. She's all, like,
She's doing okay.
Okay, it's like one of us take a day off work.
Do you know what's funny? It's funny.
Are we going to be broke now because we took one day off work?
It's not that.
It's funny how rattled like IG models or like influencers get when people like make a little joke about
it. Because it was Khalid's tweet, innit?
Yeah. When they were... Send the next meal.
But it's just Twitter. It's just Twitter. People run joke on Twitter every day. If you're going to like screenshot every single joke that's a bit offensive, and this wasn't even offensive. It was just a joke. Nah, it weren't even
it was
like
clearly, like it was so clear. Bro, it was the joke,
like people make joke about like average men every day. Like, you can make fun of an IG model. They're not
literally. They're okay, they got, bro.
If you're a pretty woman, you have the easiest life. No, I don't care what anyone says. And not, like an elite level woman. Elite woman.
Okay. Well, I mean, like,
you get pooed on in Dubai twice a year.
Okay, I didn't see that coming.
Do you know what? I remember back in like 2018 or 2018 maybe. I must have tweeted something like, Aisha Diaz is in Dubai, which means she's probably getting shot on.
Hey, Atlas, you know what? When you do a wild tweet, it is fucking funny.
Sometimes.
It's not all the time, but when you do it, it's like, funny.
You be dumb sometimes. And then,
it was 3 years ago. Don't count to me. Anyway, she tweeted me. Like a day after
No way.
So she obviously had searched her name.
Yeah.
And was like, nah, I've got a man, thank you, or something. I'm like,
fair enough.
Aisha Diaz knows I exist.
That's the dub. That's a dub. That's a dub for me.
It's a W to me. that's a W to me. That's a W to me, bro.
Just so everyone knows, he made a W with his hands and bro, shoved it in my face.
That's a W to me, bro.
Reply, ha, sorry, I'm joking.
Ha, I wish it was me, lol. You mad? That's what I took from it. Aisha Diaz knows I exist. What about you?
Okay.
Should you exist? I don't think so.
Exactly.
Whoever's listening to this.
She probably even like went on your profile and shit like that as well.
Probably.
Bro. Listen.
No such thing as bad publicity.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Well.
I mean, if we have to be technical about it, it is. But in the grand scheme of things, innit, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
She knows who I am now. Now
she knows who I am.
If she sees me in public, she's going to be like, that's the guy that talked shit about me. That's crazy. I could turn that around though, but that's crazy. That's crazy.
There's something else I wanted to talk about as well. Because it's been a wild couple of weeks on the timeline.
Wild.
The other day, I think it even might have been yesterday, and I'm only saying her name because she's the one that tweeted it. I'm not like, trying to single her out or anything. But Aloni tweeted something along the lines of, if you kiss a guy, if you have a boyfriend and you kiss another bruh, there's no point in telling your man because men, straight men, she said, don't forgive or aren't forgiving. So my thing is like, how have you managed to take a woman cheating and turn it into something negative about men? Straight men.
It was always gonna be that.
But I don't understand. Can you help me with the comprehension? I think I'm pretty smart.
Say what I want to say.
Like I'm not a genius, but I think I'm pretty smart. I've got a decent level of comprehension. I don't understand that. Can you help me?
All in all, she's like she's talking about how like women take back when men cheat, right? And when women don't, men are very good at just leaving it and moving on or whatever. Which isn't even true, to be honest.
That's
with you.
Bullshit, man. It's not even true. She encourages cheating with all her stupid friends.
It's not even true.
So, not stupid.
You called them stupid, the white boy. The white boy. Black woman's threads, stupid.
We'll say this
that's
again.
S-T-U-P-I.
I'm half Colombian.
Vato, you would believe what I saw.
You got to start calling all of us S.A.
You got to call us S.A. S.A. and Holmes.
From that one. All in all, it was like, it doesn't make sense because she's trying to piggyback off the whole straight men aren't very nice to women type of thing. Do you know what I mean? But all in all, that's a violation. It definitely is a violation and it's nothing to do with men. But it has to be for the
What do you think reaction. Of some people who say, this isn't me, so don't try to implicate me, Gino? But would you think of people who say that, because I have a friend, he's not with her anymore, whose girlfriend wanted to go to the dancery and that, and wine and that.
Well, she actively said to her, I want to wine on people.
Yeah, because.
She actively said?
Yeah.
That's kind of mad.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, but some. Okay.
It's literally grinding on someone.
That's let me finish.
Because there's also some people, crazily
the
enough.
Thing.
As it's people who are a bit older than me. Who don't think Lipson is cheating.
That's crazy. I thought you were going to say whining, but fuck it.
So what do you think of the two of them, Lipson and whining? Is that cheating?
No, Lipson, obviously.
This feels mad back chat, but I feel like just based on the based on the subject we were on in it.
You got the wrong Lucas on.
All in all, Lipson, yes. Whining, no. However, they're very much both disrespectful.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Now, Lipson is 100% cheating.
Whining might not be cheating, but I can't lie.
You can guess that's
sackable. What about DMing?
That's sackable. That's a sackable.
What's the DM? Here's another conversation I wanted to have with you.
Not anything explicit, but you're like...
There's bare shit that I usually see on Twitter and I hold it in my head. But someone tweeted that your girl should tell you every single time a brand moves.
Nah, 100%. That's, I'd rather not know half.
That's stupid. Like, should we be talking to you like 10 times a day? That's
brother.
Stupid.
Bro, like, girls are gonna get DM'd. It's just, especially if your girlfriend's good looking, like, you're gonna.
Even if she's not, let's have it right.
Yeah, nah, that's facts.
Even if she's not, yep. It's just higher volume if she is, but even if she's not, she's gonna get moved to. You got niggas like Chino who DM like 60
Stop girls. Stop saying my name!
It's like Chino who DM like 60 girls a week.
What's that?
It doesn't even.
What's that NBA quote? It's like, if I go for 0 for 8 and I stop shooting.
Dion Waiters.
No, but it's like someone said, they did the maths in it. It was like, oh, a girl gets like 60 M's a day. That's like, what, 42 a week? Which is like however many 160 something a month. And he's like, ain't no girl rejecting 1,000 niggas in a year. So, you know what I mean? But no, I say all that to say, like, if a
he's got a bright future, whoever calculated.
Bro, if a bruh DMs my shorty, I don't need her to tell me every single time a bruh DMs.
Unless it's obviously someone who you know.
If it's someone I know, or if she entertained it, then I would like that to be brought to my attention.
Yeah,
but she won't 100%. Tell you.
Otherwise, you don't need to know.
Yeah, but my thing is that, like, I wouldn't want to know then. Why would I need to know then? Get me?
Precisely that.
I guess
it's like they're almost, it feels like someone's trying to annoy you by telling you that and you're fine with it and then that rattles you. Like, you know, it's like head's gone. Like, head's not gone and it wouldn't bother you. But when someone says it, head's gone.
You know, there are times where, like, I'm going back and forth with someone and I know they don't have a comeback, so they just got your head's blagged. And it's like, okay, well, now it is. Why have you said
this? Because if you're like, no, it's not, then we're like, nah, your head's gone.
Like, your head's good.
It's an undefeatable.
I hate Mo Baddy's guts. He's the genius we never knew we needed. He's a genius we didn't want, but we needed, innit? Get me? But
we didn't ask for him.
I definitely wouldn't want to tell me every single time.
Of course not.
It's stupid. It's very dumb, man.
Bad Alfonso has messaged me.
Atlas is stupid. Very stupid.
I don't be messaging women, bro. We talking.
That's
about?
Nuts. Sometimes I be seeing Atlas Canseco. Like, back then,
that hasn't been my at in time. Because Jose Canseco is a horrid brer. I did my research. So,
back then, I was the black check for me. I said, nah, it's nuts. I don't need that.
You got niggas running around. Niggas names Cheeksy talking about I'm the black check.
That
was smoking bulge.
That came from nothing. Because I'd be at home crack, being G. Nothing.
But my nigga, you're smoking crack.
Not yet.
Russell, not yet. Nigga said he might get there.
That was a crazy back chat. Like, last 5-10 minutes. Think about it.
That's like our bi-monthly back chat.
Sometimes a bit of back chat is good.
Listen, sometimes people go to the baby shit. There's a reason it's got so many views.
Do you remember that? What was that spoken word thing?
What?
Where the guy was like, it's all just back
chat. Oh, yeah, yeah. Niggas are saying that's Dave.
Wait, isn't that the guy?
He was on The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't he talk about his girl cheating on him or something?
Oh, he might have done, you know.
I forgot his name. Kyrie something.
Yeah, something like that. I forgot his name. You said Naj.
Yeah, it's Naj, Nigerian. Hey, Yoruba, bro.
Niggas have done bad.
Hey, I'm Ibo, man.
Niggas is down a point or two. AJ as well.
He's Yoruba as well. Hey, I'm up over here. I'm up.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, listen, I got a question. Because this is just funny, innit? Because it's funny for me because I was at a wedding recently. My brother got married, innit? Like, not too long ago.
When you get married, bro?
Me?
You're like 40, bro. You need to get off the streets.
Nice try. Anyway. my brother got married recently and them photographers was eating, bro. The photographers was eating good.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's so ridiculous.
The photographers was eating good to the point where my brother was like, yo, like, take
the besides, like, the waiting staff, everyone should be fed, I think.
Facts.
Like, the waiting staff and the bar stuff, everyone should be fed.
I don't know how, like, because weddings go on for time, bro.
There's lots of food.
There's a lot of food, and it's like...
That is crazy to not feed the photographers.
I've never planned a wedding. But I was involved in a few bits, I guess, when my brother's wedding, yeah?
Yeah.
And you would never order food. So if I invite 200 people, I'm not going to order 200 people worth of food. I'm going to order 210 or 220. Get me? Uh-huh. I'm going to over order.
Yeah,
that's why. It's better
people
to have...
People can get doubles.
Yeah.
People can get...
It's better to have more food than to have
not enough
food. Yeah. Get me?
Precisely.
So you can't tell me there's not going to be enough food for photographers to have something to eat. Mm. So you want a photographer to just come like a egg and cress, like wrapped.
Type of thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a meal deal.
Like I don't get
on their feet the whole day, dude.
To eat like boiled eggs out of packet.
Making sure like, you have nice pictures as well. And
I don't understand.
What that guy did, yeah, I understand, and I would have done it.
Well, he cleared everything. He
cleared it and walked away, just left.
I hear that. What are they going to do, rush me? What are you going to do, call the police?
What? Or what?
That's so crazy.
Not feeding your wedding photographer. It's like it's mannerless. Like you've not been generally not been raised properly if you do that.
But what was someone saying? Like, oh, when you work in the office, does your boss feed you? My nigga, if my boss is walking around handing everyone jollof and curry, I want some.
Their workplaces, their bosses do feed them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And even still, they have a vending machine or something.
Or something
you can go get something to eat. Like, bro,
coffee. They pay for that shit like that.
Listen, I'll be real with you. I'll be real with you. I don't have much hope for our generation, bro.
Someone tweeted something so true. Like, people want to be, like, rude to people. Like, they brag about being rude to people, like, nasty people.
Well, go on. Were you looking to send the...
Bro, is there something?
There's a little thing in it.
Yeah.
It's like to keep it... I don't even know what it is. But basically, it's meant to be to keep it, like, fresh or something.
Sorry, my bad.
So in the bottom of your beer can?
yeah.
Niggas is drinking beer.
Guinness is...
Is it not beer, nigga? Nigga said Guinness, like it's not beer.
It tastes different.
It's the good...
I wouldn't know.
It's the good shit.
Stout, apparently.
Good shit, blood.
What's the good shit?
The good shit, big man.
You like Guinness.
I wouldn't like Guinness.
It's for real men. That's what it is for. Don't say it.
What?
Say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not even going to say that.
Yeah, good.
Cool with it. But I don't have any interest in drinking Guinness, innit?
Whatever, blood.
I don't have any interest in drinking Guinness. But no, just to sign off, now, man, listen... If I'm at a wedding, if I was a wedding photographer and I was at, because weddings go on the whole day, if I spent the whole day taking photos, et cetera, and you're not going to give me a few nibbles, like, just give me a little plate or something. You ain't even got to give me like a grand feast. Just like,
fam.
But I think that's crazy.
That is so out of order.
I think that's so crazy.
What are they going to do, Uber Eats? Like,
the fact there was a whole debate about it's just stupid. Yeah. Like,
there's some things that shouldn't even be debated. Like, why is that even a debate?
Yeah. I feel like people as well, if you see on Twitter, they're like, they brag about being like anti with their co-workers and stuff. Yeah. And someone tweeted like, you're not going to get anywhere with that. It's true. Like,
yeah, you're not going to get anywhere. Life's all about networking.
It's just as simple as networking. People want to do favors for people they like.
Life is about networking, and the entire world is built on nepotism, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. It will never change. It's human nature. Like, if I own like a company and you and someone else applied, I'm going to pick you every time. Yeah. Like, I don't care. Like,
get me.
I live by this, where it's like, it costs you nothing to be a decent
person. I fully agree with that.
It doesn't cost anything.
It costs you nothing.
You can fuck up, but just be polite and nice.
Yeah, man, you're a human being at the end of the day. No one's going to expect you to be perfect, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every day of the week, but
yeah.
Being a shit person and owning being a shit person is mad. Like, obviously live your truth and live who you are and be true to yourself, but if you know you're a shit person, then you might want to do something to change that.
No, but they go off on this whole like, oh yeah, I know my flaws and I accept them. That's not what that means.
Yeah.
Like, knowing your flaws is cool. It makes you being comfortable in a minute, but you should.
Yeah, you gotta work on them.
You need to work on your flaws, man. But
All right, man. That's it. We're gonna sign off now. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Jordan episode 23 of Apes on Tapes. Boys, say bye.
Hey, man.
Bye. Love I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
use the hashtag AOTpod. When you listen to the podcast,
I'm going to set up the OnlyFans unseen clips. Gino Cheeks in.
Alright, let's get in a haircut. Anyway, let's go. Bye,
guys. Once we stop recording, I'm going to punch you. Thank you for listening, everyone. Over and out. Love.
Over and out.
Did you stop it?
No, I didn't press it. I meant to stop it, yeah?